Lori Helms is from Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism, and she joins us once a month to help us fill up our social calendar. And good morning to you, Lori.
Good morning. I'm always glad to be here. Yeah, y'all are a great way to start the day.
Well, right back at you. Flattery will get you everywhere in life.
Very good. I'll check that box. I got that in already.
And if you said, I don't like you, then we would have said, thank you for your time, and we would have moved on to something else.
Let's talk BRT.
Yeah.
There we go.
We often say, surround yourself with yes and no people. We like no people until they disagree with us. Then we're like, oh, we're moved on.
That's right.
But you're special. We like you.
Oh, thank you.
All right. So we're going to start with USA BMX Carolina Nationals.
Yes. It is back again. It is our annual event at the BMX track. And if anybody missed the big event that we had last year, the World Championships, or if you enjoyed it and want to see more, come to this. It's kind of a mini version of that, but it takes place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. There will be racers at all levels, including some internationally recognized pros. And folks are coming from all over the country for this. This is not the Nationals, but it is a Nationals. With BMX, they have national races all over the country, but riders are trying to accumulate points. And the more Nationals events they go to, the more points they accumulate in that year. So we're very excited about it, though. Races are free to watch. Parking is $10, so load up the car and come on over. Friday, races begin at 2:30. Saturday, races begin at 9:30. And on Sunday, they begin at 8. The concession stand will be there. We'll have some food trucks. So it's just a fun, you know, relatively inexpensive way to enjoy the day.
We're going to welcome a lot of visitors to our great city, and that means a lot of tourism dollars, and we like that. But plus, we love visitors. We love for folks to come and check out our city and, of course, see some great BMX racing.
That's right. I think we're estimating anywhere between 1,200 and 1,500 riders for this one. So,
yeah. That's a lot, which means they have people with them, so that's great.
That's right.
And hard to believe, but summer is right around the corner, and so summer camps are happening. Make plans now.
Yeah, go ahead and get your young people registered. We have camps for all ages and abilities. We've got them on the website now, so you can check them out. Let me just kind of review the categories of camps we have, because we have so much. It's very broad. We have tennis, we have volleyball, basketball, football, BMX in the adventure and nature category. We have our Fuel Park Explorers, and those are sort of themed camps. One is kayaking, one is hiking. One is climbing. They'll spend some time in our indoor rock climbing wall at Northside Center. Then we have art and theater. We'll be having, these are also at Fuel Park, a summer art camp for kids, and then a theater camp as well. And then we also have a full summer program. That's Emmett Scott's Fun in the Sun Camp. So that's 8 weeks. That's the full summer. We kind of work with the Rock Hill School District. So that began, on their calendar is, I guess, what I'm saying. That begins June 9th. It is a full day, and the cost for the entire summer is $680. I think that's pretty cost-effective because that's important to a lot of people. And then we also have our Camp ARC and Kinder ARC, and those are summer programs for individuals with intellectual disabilities. And, of course, you know, with children going to any kind of camp, you have goals and things that will just happen because the whole point of camp is to have fun, right? But at the same time, they are learning new things, learning about nature, learning about a sport. Maybe they're gaining new skills. Maybe they already ride BMX, but they want to learn more. They already play tennis and they want to learn more. They're making new friends, right? Because they're with their friends at school, but maybe these are going to be folks from different school districts they don't know. And, you know, picking up a new hobby. So all that's awesome.
Well, summer camp is part of the experience as a young kid, for sure.
And it is.
You have a lot of variety for families to pick and choose what works best for their kid. And the parent schedule, which is also helpful. And when it comes to summer camps, you're hiring. So if you're up in age and you don't really qualify to attend a summer camp, you can still work at a summer camp.
Or maybe you loved the summer camp and now you want to go work the summer camp.
Exactly. And I remember my son when he was in summer camps, and we talked about Tom Bell before with PRT. And so he at that time was working with some of our adventure camps. And I just remember my son thought, this is this guy's job? Wow. This is amazing. You know, he gets to do all these fun things. So shout out to Tom Bell. But yes, we are looking for some camp staff. Depending on the camp, we can start with someone at age 16 or 17. So if you have someone those ages or older in your family and they're looking for a summer part-time job and think they would enjoy working with our staff on any of the camps that we just talked about, you're going to go to cityofrockhill.com/jobs. We have a lot of jobs there, others in PRT, other departments. So shout out to anybody job searching. Please look there. Again, cityofrockhill.com/jobs. For these that I'm talking about for our summer camp, you're looking for the job title Recreation Specialist in the Recreation Division. And you'll see that listed there. So go ahead and apply. Again, it's seasonal part-time for the summer, and we would love to consider your application.
Lori Helms is with Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism. Again, she's helping us to fill up our social calendar. There's a big date on the calendar that we know
very well
here at the station.
I think y'all have probably been talking about this already, and will continue to do so, as do we. And that's the Great Easter Egg Classic coming up Thursday, April 17th. The City of Rock Hill is one of many partners, along with you all, that puts that on. That event is held at Cherry Park, so that's a big contribution that the city has. In addition to, again, shouting out our staff that help prepare the facility, the fields, get all those eggs out there. I guess they're kind of assistants to the Easter Bunny, we might say. But, so I believe the park opens at 2 o'clock on the 17th, and then the runs start at 3. Be on time, right?
It's gonna run very efficiently on time.
Absolutely.
And then we've got our Miracle League season continues.
Yeah, just a few quick reminders, things we've talked about before. The Miracle League season does continue. We have 3 games on Saturday mornings that begin at 9 a.m. We have 3 games on Wednesday evenings that begin at 5:30. The only exception to that is April 5th, because I believe a special festival is having a frog jump at the park on that same day. So still come. We just will not be playing baseball that day.
We'll be frog hopping that
That's
day.
That's exactly right. So, yes, if you just want to come and watch the Miracle League games, they're awesome. If you're a volunteer and you haven't signed up for your shifts yet, please do that. And that's for trained volunteers. We have training at the beginning of each season. Reminder, our Moonlight Kayak trips are now registering. So, again, for all of these, go to the website, cityofrockhill.com/PRT, to learn more.
Okay. I think that's everything.
Very good.
We've run out of things to do.
We did it.
Our
calendar is full.
It's just like we rehearsed it, right?
Exactly.
Our social calendar is now full.
That's it. Oh, my goodness. No. We know this is just the tip of the iceberg. Again, Lori joins us once a month as we preview all kind of events happening in the world of parks, recreation, and tourism here in Rock Hill. Lori, great catching up with you, friend.
Thank you guys.
So much.